From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 5th. Coming up, we hear from a University of Illinois student from Wuhan, China, and get his thoughts on pandemic mitigations in both places. But first, these headlines. For the first time in nearly 6 months, all of Illinois' 11 regions are back in Phase 4 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's coronavirus economic reopening plan. Hannah Meisel has more.
Since mid-August, at least one region of the state had been under COVID mitigations. That is, until Thursday. COVID metrics everywhere in Illinois have fallen sharply since the holidays ended. In the middle of January, Governor Pritzker lifted a freeze on his so-called Tier 3 mitigations, and since then, every region of the state has made it out from under mitigations. In Phase 4, indoor dining is allowed with up to 10 people per table and a 25% capacity limit. Gatherings, including weddings, are limited to 50 people. But public health officials are warning that this dip in COVID cases and resulting hospitalizations and deaths may not last long. Several more contagious variants that originated overseas have been detected in the U.S. and Illinois. The Centers for Disease Control estimates the U.K. variant, B.1.1.7, may become the dominant strain in the U.S. next month. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The heads of colleges and universities in Illinois are asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to move higher education faculty and staff up to 1B in the vaccination queue. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz convenes the group of public university heads. Dietz says it's an issue of parity.
Our K-12 colleagues, faculty and staff have been included in 1B. And we don't see a major distinction between that faculty and staff and our own faculty and staff.
A letter sent to the governor from public university presidents says without a strong signal, vaccinations will be available before the fall term. Students are more likely to leave the state for school. The letter says there are economic, educational, and societal reasons to move up university faculty, staff, and students in the vaccine line. The universities say the present vaccination timeline suggests Illinois colleges and universities would have to be predominantly online for the fall semester. A congressional subcommittee has launched an investigation into worker safety violations at meatpacking plants. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis has sent letters to the three largest meatpacking plant companies, JBS, Smithfield, and Tyson, as well as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which the committee alleges was too hands-off in its COVID safety response. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurti is a member of the subcommittee.
Because the Trump administration was so lax in its oversight, a lot of people unnecessarily got sick and a lot of people died. And we cannot tolerate that any longer.
In email statements, representatives from JBS and Smithfield say they've invested millions of dollars in safety measures and have implemented health protections for their workers. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County officials reported 89 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. There are 661 active cases countywide, including 29 people hospitalized with the virus. No additional deaths were reported. The county's 7-day test positivity rate is 4.6% when excluding data from the University of Illinois. That's down from 5% this time last week. The University of Illinois is reporting 30 new cases of COVID-19 from tests conducted on Wednesday. The rolling 7-day case positivity rate stands at 0.3%. There are 59 people hospitalized at Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves patients from multiple counties, including 12 in the ICU. And so far, about 16% of the county's vaccine-eligible population has received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. About 3% have been fully vaccinated. Still to come, a U of I student from Wuhan, China, shares his thoughts on living through the pandemic. His conversation with Reginald Hardwick is next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A year ago, the city of Wuhan, China, was under a strict lockdown as COVID-19 began to spread. Among those confined to their apartments was Han Yu Wu. He is one of nearly 6,000 Chinese native scholars who attend classes at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. But at this time last year, Wu was forced to put a semester at the U of I on hold. Now the civil engineering student is back in Champaign-Urbana. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick caught up with Wu earlier this week and asked him to compare mitigation measures in his hometown with those in Illinois.
What did you think when you got back here to central Illinois? I mean, what was your first thoughts?
I don't know how to explain that. That feels amazing and feels strange, but also feels exciting because I haven't been in the campus for more than half a year. And it is just unimaginable to think about how can I really return to campus in the global pandemic when the situation is really bad globally.
What were some of the differences that you noticed between how things were handled in China and things were handled here in the U.S.?
Oh, I think that difference is very obvious because the restriction in China are very, very strict. Whereas in the U.S., I don't see a lot of strict regulation. Like some people don't even wear masks either in some store or on the bus. But in China, you gotta wear a mask. Otherwise, no one's going to allow you to enter a bus or enter a store. Even now, when the coronavirus situation is not that bad in China, but every place is still requiring people to wear a mask.
How did you feel about that?
I think both method of controlling the virus has its pros and cons. In China, although the method is pretty strict, and it really affects a lot of people's plan, like me. As an international student, I wasn't able to return school, and that was a huge impact on me. But however, just because of such strict prevention of the virus, so the situation now is much, much better. In my hometown, it is the epicenter, but now there's no single case in my hometown, and my family, I don't worry about my family because I feel like they're pretty safe. Whereas now in the U.S., I see cases are still going up.
Back in China, does your family have concerns about the United States and how we've handled things and whether or not you could possibly get sick here?
Yeah, of course. My parents are really worried about me. They always said to me that you gotta be cautious. This virus is very contagious. And once you got it, there will be a serious side effects.
Now, the University of Illinois is one of the few universities in America that does the weekly testing with the saliva test. Did that give you a bigger peace of mind? What did you think about that?
Oh, I think that is just great. I think there are a lot of universities in the U.S. that didn't do enough compared to us. I think University of Illinois really takes a good measures to test the students and really help us to protect ourselves. I think the twice a week test is crucial. I did that. And that makes me feel more confident in beating the virus because I know I am not infected. And I think that is really good.
That was civil engineering student Hong Yu Wu, a native of Wuhan, China, talking about his return to the University of Illinois with Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see a few flurries this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 29 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Charlie Schlenker, Dana Cronin, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.